Afghanistan's refugees are returning home. They're on the way back from Pakistan, Iran, and other countries where many have lived for months or for years. International aid agencies have barely begun to plan for the return of the poorest refugees, and most are not expected to move before spring. NPR Steve Inskeep reports from the city of Kandahar.
So many people are moving into Kandahar that it's causing a real estate boom. Several agents say prices have soared 20 to 50% in the last month. The result becomes apparent as soon as you step into Mir Ahmad's real estate agency.
Good afternoon.
He's a burly man with a white beard and a salesman's smile. He's one of the agents who survived the slow sales and high taxes of the Taliban period. Now he's decorated his office with photographs of huge American-style houses. Such homes just don't exist around here, but he likes the pictures. A customer is sitting in one of the cracked leather chairs. Sher Ahmad's family fled Afghanistan's warfare 20 years ago. 3 days ago, he returned from Pakistan, hoping to rent a home. I love my country, he says. He's also hoping international aid organizations will help rebuild it. He has no job, but hopes to rent a house for 2,000 Pakistani rupees a month. That's about $33. That price might have been possible a year ago, but the agent explains the new reality. He should find work first, Mir Ahmad suggests. The agent has no houses available to show anyway. He ends up inviting his customer to spend the night at his house. And then a second customer walks in the door, unemployed, broke, and newly arrived from Pakistan. Thousands of Kandaharis have returned since the Taliban collapsed. The president of Kandahar's electric company says about 100 families a day are applying to have the power switched on. Many are reclaiming abandoned homes. Many more need to buy homes. In a real estate office near Kandahar's eastern gate, a man named Abdul Ahad sits cross-legged on the floor. He fled Kandahar when the Taliban took over in 1995. Now he's returning and says he's found a good house with electricity and a toilet. But he'll have to pay what is, in Afghanistan, an outrageous price. I'm offering 1 million Pakistani rupees, he says. That's about $17,000. To raise the money, he hopes to sell some farmland that his family has owned for generations. But the seller is holding out for 1.2 million rupees, and the seller has a chance to get it from somebody. One agent says he is seeing four buyers for every seller here. Some of the buyers do step into a broker's office with enough money to get what they want. One of them is Ahmed Shah. He's an exporter of women's beauty products. Now, as he moves home from Pakistan, an agent is showing him some property to build a house. They'll put in a street through here, he says. A few years ago, this stretch of dirt was a minefield. It's been cleared now, or at least you hope so as you walk across the dirt. The owner has subdivided the minefield. Ahmed Shah seems inclined to buy one of the lots with an unobstructed mountain view. From the far side of that plot, he calls across to the broker. How big is this, he asks. The broker answers, 20 by 25 meters. Ahmed Shah has spent some time in China, and he wants to find an architect who will build a house in an ancient Chinese style on this former battlefield. Confident that he'll make a sale, the broker moves on to show his next property. A currency trader is also moving home from Pakistan. He's looking to buy a vacant lot in the middle of a neighborhood of ruined houses. Nothing remains of them but a few brown slabs of brick walls rising out of the dirt like headstones. The buyer and seller stroll together across the property while another man watches quietly from off to the side. He's an old friend of the real estate agent, and he's killing some time by watching this transaction. His name is Haji Abdul Kapoor, and in the 1980s he was a Mujahideen commander, one of the Afghan warriors who battled the Soviet Union. He fought even after stepping on a landmine. He remembers what happened in this neighborhood years ago. Our men fought from these houses, he says, and the Russians fought from the walls of that prison over there. Everything was destroyed. Now the old fighter inspects this property, clumping around the suddenly valuable real estate on his artificial foot. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.